Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
Oh, wait, hang on, I got too many things going on at one time. What's up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name's Mark K. I appreciate you being here. If you want to get in on the show, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial **1045 or 855-765-1045. That also works. And we've got a lot of stuff going on. In fact, we're just talking off the air about what we're going to talk about on the air, which is kind of, you know, that's what happens. You sit there and you go, hey, what should we talk about? We started our Twitch and our Facebook chats a lot earlier. And what's happened is we've started the conversation almost before the show. First of all, the MAGA hat is back. If you're streaming on Facebook or Periscope or Twitch, you can see that we were able to locate one, and we've got that back on. And then the second thing is, that's really exciting, is that we've already also got some really hot and important news, breaking news tips. For example, John McCain's dog died, which Craig wanted us to know about. Apparently, that was the big news on MSN, that John McCain's beloved dog Burma, who never left his side, has now passed away, and that was big news. That was big news. Apparently, I mean, look, there's a lot going on in the world, and I guess when you have a 24-hour news cycle, you gotta look for anything you can. But Meghan McCain and her family now suffering another loss, not just John McCain, but their dog, which is very, very sad. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. And one of the big things that I want to get into today, of course, is, well, we've got all of the Democratic candidates, and they are off on the campaign trail, and they're all trying to get their votes, and they're trying to spend their money, and they're trying to figure out what it is they're going to campaign on, besides Donald Trump being a horrible person, which is the number one agenda item on all of their campaigns. But then, you know, you gotta have more meat to back it up. You gotta have more stuff to beef it up with. And they're all trying to test. They're all throwing things out to see what's gonna stick. You know, it's like you gotta offer the American people a bunch of stuff, and you gotta see what's gonna stick. What are they gonna grab onto? You know, what's gonna be the big thing that they go, wow, that's something that I can get behind. That's something that I love. And right now, none of them have anything to go on. Other than Donald Trump's a horrible person. But like I said, they're working on it. And Bernie Sanders came up with a new one that I hadn't heard before. I want to get into that in depth here in just a minute, because I find it interesting. He's taking again the whole thing that we just voted on here in Florida, which was, ex-cons voting. He's taken it to the next level. He's taken it to a new step. And I want to talk about that here in just a minute. But first, I was out yesterday with a friend of mine. And we were watching the game. Congratulations, Virginia. And we were talking about this Chinese spy lady at Mar-a-Lago. And we were talking about how, because I asked him, this guy's insecure. I don't want to say too much, but he's in the security business and he travels a lot and he has a lot of, you know, government contracts and things. And I said to him, I go, all right, what's your take as a security professional about this Chinese woman at Mar-a-Lago? And he basically said to me, he goes, I think it's all a hoax. And I thought to myself, what, you don't think she's a spy? And he goes, I guarantee she is not a spy. And I said to him, I go, well, how do you know she's not a spy? And he goes, look, first of all, she had passports on her. And spies typically don't carry passports. They don't carry any kind of identification. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of, you know, in the Bourne Identity, he had a whole safe deposit box in Zurich, Switzerland, which was filled with like 8 different passports and all these different identities and all this different cash. And you go, see, that's exactly what the movies have led you to believe. That's what movie spies do. Movie spies have lots of passports. Movie spies carry lots of cash. Movie spies have like 4 or 5 cell phones. Because this woman, she had a ton of stuff with her. You know, when they first bust, her name is Zhang. Her name is, what is her name? Something Zhang. Anyway, and she was at Mar-a-Lago. She walked right in. She got through Secret Service. She said she was going to go hang out at the pool. There was another guest with her same last name, so they just assumed they were together. And they let her, the Secret Service let her through. And then when she got to the main club entrance, after having already gone through a security checkpoint, a government security checkpoint, that's when she was stopped and told, I'm sorry, we don't believe you. You're here for an event that is not happening at this club. And so so the Mar-a-Lago employees, they were the ones that actually stopped her and told the Secret Service, you need to reinvestigate this woman. And that's when they found her with cell phones, 9 USB drives, 5 SIM cards, credit cards, debit cards, $8,000 in cash, $700 in Chinese currency. They found her with a USB drive that had malware on it, malware which could infect any kind of laptop as soon as you plug it in. And in fact, as soon as the investigator plugged it into his laptop, he said the malware already started taking over his computer. And so when we were talking about this, he goes, look, this seems to me like it's set up for this woman to be a spy. Spies don't even, you know, in the movies, you plug in the USB drive and you infect something with malware. You could just sit down if you're a spy and type in some code that you've memorized and infect a computer that way. You know, you don't need to have all of this stuff. And it seems almost like somebody dressed her up to be a spy, planted her there with all of this Hollywood spy stuff material, you know, like she is Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible. You know, like she rips off her face and all of a sudden, oh, there's Tom Cruise trying to break into Mar-a-Lago. And I thought to myself, it is kind of really interesting in this age of hoaxes and in this age of collusion and in this age of Democrats doing whatever they can. Whatever they can to bring down the president, whether it's Jussie Smollett claiming that he was attacked by MAGA hat wearing people in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning who poured bleach on him and tied a noose around his neck and told him this was MAGA country and sent a letter to him prior to that threatening him, all these things, any of that stuff. I mean, that's what the claim is. That's what he said. That was all a hoax. We know that was a hoax. The dossier. The trumped up dossier, the fictional writing by Steele that talked about Donald Trump in Russia and Moscow and Barack Obama's old hotel room with the prostitutes doing all the dirty things that he supposedly had done. That was also a total hoax. You can really not put anything past anybody. So here's a woman that walks into Mar-a-Lago, walks right by Secret Service, gets to the main desk, says, I'm here for the United Nations Chinese American Associate event. And then that's when the Mar-a-Lago employees, the worker, said, there's nothing here like that at all. You need to go talk to these gentlemen, delivered her back to the Secret Service, who then arrested her. Cell phones, Chinese passports, a laptop, the thumb drive loaded with, quote, malicious malware. All of this doesn't seem like something a spy would just walk around with, does it? I mean, if you're really, truly a spy, you're not going to dress the part, right? Isn't that rule number one of being a spy? Don't actually look like a spy. You know, gotta blend into your surroundings. Don't carry malware on your USB drive and multiple passports. 855-765-1045. The question I have is, if she were not actually who she says she was, if she was, you know, was she sent by China? Was she sent by somebody else? Was she sent by the Democrats? Was she sent by someone who was trying to bring down the Secret Service? What? I mean, there's got to be a bajillion conspiracy theories. I haven't even run through my head yet on this. I'm sure Alex Jones and a bunch of other people have. 855-765-1045. But it did lead to the firing of the head of the Secret Service, also the firing of the head of Department of Homeland Security, and a couple of other people have resigned as such. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, and the fact that this woman sneaks into Mar-a-Lago with all this stuff right past the Secret Service just days before the head of the Secret Service is fired, it just seems too convenient for me. Also, the word on the street is the head of the Secret Service was alerted 2 weeks ago that he was going to be fired. The head of the Secret Service knew 2 weeks ago his job was in jeopardy. And in that 2 week time period, from the time he found out you're going to be out of a job to the time he was actually fired, this incident with this Chinese woman at Mar-a-Lago with all this weird stuff happens. I don't know. To me, To me, something smells fishy. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls coming up. Bill, Mitchell, everyone else who's calling in, stay tuned. We'll get to you here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Sorry, I was listening to clips from The Office, because that's what we do. That's what we do in the commercial breaks around here. 855-765-1045. I mean, we're setting up. Look, Bernie Sanders is all about prison, and we're going to get to that here in just a minute. We're going to get to that here. I have a theory about Bernie Sanders and prison and voting and why he's bringing this up right now. But first, let's get to some of these phone calls. We've got a lot of people that are calling in about this woman from Mar-a-Lago who broke in to Mar-a-Lago as she's a Chinese national. She had all these passports and USB drives and SIM cards. And then she also had malware. And you know, no one seems to know. She keeps changing her story. No one seems to know how she got there, what she was doing there. And it's all very bizarre. Alan from Palm Coast. How are you, Alan? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What do you want to say?
I have a theory. I think she was sent there by the deep state with that malware to insert into his computer system.
Yeah.
By him to China. Instead, now Russia is over. I think now it's going to be China, and I think that's why she went there.
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting point that you bring that up, because somebody said that I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said maybe China's going to be the new battle cry, just like you just said. If Russia collusion didn't work, we're going to have Chinese collusion. And perhaps.
Right, exactly.
I didn't think of it. So you're saying that the malware was not necessarily malware, but maybe some kind of records that tied Donald Trump to China in some kind of scheme.
Exactly. That's what I think.
That's a great point. I hadn't even thought about that at all. Because what do we know about the Democrats? They love to get their hands on stuff. They love to get their hands on taxes. They love to get their hands on emails. They love to get their hands on just papers and papers, and they want the Mueller report unredacted. They want everything. And I don't even know if they read any of it, but they just want it. So perhaps if they believe that there's Chinese documentation that links Donald Trump and the Donald Trump organization and the Donald Trump campaign to China at Mar-a-Lago, maybe that's just a way for them to get into his financials again, too. Great point. Hey, Bill in Jacksonville. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, good morning. Mark, I was just curious. I listen all the time, and you have a great show and blah, blah.
Oh.
But, and I listen to all the other ones.
Great show, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what do you want, what do you want to say?
It's a wonderful show. But I get a little impatient. I keep hearing all these indictments are coming down from Nunes and what have you, and Hannity's talking about everything's coming to fruition, et cetera, et cetera, but nothing happens. When is it going to happen? You know, I'll listen to you go.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I mean, look, I don't know when anything's going to happen. The government takes like 10 times longer to do anything than you would want it to. You would want the government to act quickly. Because most of them, especially the president of the United States, have term limits. And when a new president comes in, there's a lot of people who lose their jobs, as we're seeing. But you would think they would move a lot faster than they do. However, the Democrats don't want to move quickly. So they're going to do everything they can to tie it up. And Donald Trump's legal team and the attorney general and everything else, they're busy basically debunking hoaxes about the president and the election. And in a way, you're right. It could just be that the Democrats want to bring down Donald Trump. And one of the reasons they want to do it is not just because they hate the guy, but because they don't want to get caught themselves. And what better way to keep your enemies from finding out the truth about you than by just continually attacking them? There's Donald Trump has no, first of all, he's got to run the country. He's got to put his agenda in place. He's got to secure the border. He's got to make sure the economy's growing. He's got to keep replacing staff members who he has to keep firing or who keep quitting and resigning and whatnot. And on top of all of that, he's got subpoenas and he's got Supreme Court BS he's got to deal with, because no one will just look at the Supreme Court nominee and say, okay, we understand you're a Republican, but you're totally qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. We'll just let you through. No, that's got to be a week's long battle. He's got to go talk to the media. He's got to debunk all these rumors. He just doesn't have time to go on the offensive against the Democrats. Now, maybe in the second term, he will. Maybe in the second term, once there's no, I mean, here, you, once you're in your second term, you're going to spend a lot less time defending yourself. And maybe that's when he plans on spending a lot more time attacking the Democrats. I'm not sure, but that's a great question. And I know a lot of people are impatient. Mitchell on the West Side. How you doing, Mitchell? What'd you want to say?
Well, yesterday I was listening to you talking about people picking stuff up in the garbage.
Yeah.
5 or 6 years back, I was out of work. Me and my wife started picking up garbage, people had thrown away almost anything.
Uh-huh.
I went by this place where somebody had evidently died or moved out, and there was a bunch of boxes out front. And so I seen these three boxes of cookbooks, which I do a lot of cooking, so I'm always interested in cookbooks. So I picked them up and took them home, and about 2 or 3 weeks later, I went out there and went through it. And there was this real old book in the bottom of it, and it was from 1889, and it was home etiquette about how to decorate a house and how to do,
right,
you know, set your table and everything. I found 10 $100 bills in there, and they were all new bills from 1987.
Wow, that's like $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hang on,
we got to take a break. I would just say I wouldn't tell too many people about that, because I guarantee someone's going to come after you and want to tax that. It's going to be $600 before too long. Hey, 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got more on this Chinese national and some of your conspiracy theories regarding why she was there and who she actually works for. That's on the way. Plus, Bernie Sanders and his latest kooky idea. It's next on News 104.5 WOKV. A quick reminder, it is going to rain and the heavens are going to open up and pour down, you know, fire and brimstone upon us. And when that happens, you should follow along in the News 104.5 free app, because we have all the weather information, meteorological blogs from Mike Burrish and everybody at Action News Jax. So if you're looking for up-to-date weather information, that's the place to go. You can download it for free. The News 104.5 mobile app in the App Store or the Google Play Store, either one. Also, you can send us an open mic while you're there. And we have Speaking of mics, there's a new getting support from Bernie Sanders, who's running for president, of course. And he is, despite the fact that Bernie Sanders is the only one in the race so far that has actually run for president in the past, despite the fact that Bernie Sanders has raised a ton of money and has this huge groundswell of support, despite the fact that Bernie Sanders came in second to Hillary Clinton last time around, Bernie Sanders is still coming in second to Joe Biden, who is, number one, creepy and weird and bizarre and inappropriate, and also not even yet declared to be running. He is still an undeclared candidate. He has still not said, I'm going to be running for president, even though he now is the front runner for the Democratic Party, despite the week of bad press that he's gotten, despite the week of bad press and all the photos and the imagery and the songs that we were singing here about, you know, his inappropriate touching and his hair sniffing. He's still the which just goes to show how slim the pickings are on the Democratic ticket when Joe Biden, after the week he's had, is still the number one choice for Democrats. But Bernie Sanders has an idea out there that I guess he thinks is going to garner him support and garner him some additional votes and, you know, and maybe put him over the edge with not just prisoners, but perhaps the families and the supporters of prison inmates. And that is to allow convicted felons who are currently serving time behind bars, allow them to retain their right to vote. Now, we talked about this here in Florida, and we passed this, constitutional amendment. And I don't want to go off on how many constitutional amendments we have and should we allow people to choose them, because we talked about that in depth, you know, several times, especially last week when the Republicans here in Florida instituted that new bill to curb the ability for citizens to get amendments on the ballot. But Bernie in Vermont and Maine, one of the states that elected Bernie Sanders senator several times, in Vermont and Maine, those who are imprisoned felons are not stripped of their voting rights, which means you can go to jail and during an election year still vote. Still vote. Now, I'm not sure how they do it. I'm not sure if they bring the polling, like if they have set up a polling station in the yard or in the, you know, the weight room or wherever it is. But I don't know if they get little stickers. I don't know if they're like walking around in the mess with little I voted stickers on there, you know, like, hey, what's up? I voted. Oh, me too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I've never been to prison in Vermont and Maine or anywhere, really, for that matter. But that's what he wants to bring down nationally. He said, I think that is absolutely the direction we should go. When asked about allowing prison inmates who are currently serving their time, if they should be able to vote.
I'm Prison Mike. You know why they call me Prison Mike?
Do you really expect us to believe you're somebody else?
Do you really expect me to not push you up against the wall, biatch? All right, hey, that's just the way we talk in the clink.
Yeah, in the clink, that's how they talk in the clink. So what Bernie Sanders said is, in my state, what we do is separate. You're paying a price, you committed a crime, you're in jail. That's bad. I'm sorry, that's bad, he said. But you're still living in American society, and you have a right to vote. I believe that. Yes, I do. So basically what Bernie Sanders is saying is people who are in prison right now, currently, all across America, are still Americans, are still citizens, and even though they're serving time, they should have the right to vote in an election. 855-765-1045 is the number, or you can leave us an open mic message with the aforementioned News 104.5 mobile app.
The policies and ideas of the Democrats are so widely accepted that they need the votes of non-citizens and felons, past and present.
I mean, look, and here's the other thing, too. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that the convicts who are currently serving in prison are A, going to vote, or B, are going to be, are going to be the Democrats, per se. But I'm just assuming that that's probably what they're hoping will happen. 855-765-1045. Look, here in Florida, everybody thinks that ex-cons should have their right to vote back. You know, don't disenfranchise ex-convicts once they serve their time. We just passed an amendment saying that. We just passed an amendment allowing former criminals and guests of the state to now vote. And Bernie Sanders has taken it one step further, saying, why do we take it away from them ever? Allow them to vote while they're in prison.
But a lot of fun talk about prison today, but I am here to scare you straight.
Yeah, 855-765-1045. Dave, Atlantic Beach, how you doing, Dave?
Awesome, Mark. Real simple. Let's do the opposite. Let's publicly shame the people that don't exercise their right to vote. When you only have a 20% turnout for a presidential election, that's called apathy. And that's where we are.
Hey, that's a great idea. Instead of trying to get more voters from people who have lost their right to vote and giving it back to them, why don't we just inspire the people who already have the right to vote to go out and actually exercise it?
Just show up. They're looking at their phone. Let's vote on their phone. Everybody's staring at their phone today.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I could vote on my phone, shoot, I'd vote every day. Hey, that's a great point. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. It does seem to be kind of it does seem to have that kind of nuance of ridiculousness when you think about it. When you hear exactly what he just said, there's so many people out there who have the right to vote already, who could sway an election one way or the other. If you got the 80% of voters who just ignore Election Day, who go, you know, to them, it's not Election Day. It's just Tuesday in November. If you got those people inspired, excited, if you found out what they really wanted, if you offered it to them, if you offered up a candidate who they believed would really, really change their lives, maybe you wouldn't need to go to prisons to garner support. Maybe you wouldn't need to go to prisons and give those people who are serving hard time and who, let's face it, are being punished for something they did that is against the law, and losing the right to vote in many states is part of that punishment. You know, why should you then unpunish them? What are they actually learning? When you send somebody to prison for a crime, it's not just the sentence. It's the ability to never carry a gun again. It's the ability not to vote. I mean, you're losing a lot of things, and these are all part of the rehabilitation process. These are all part of the, not even rehabilitation, but kind of the deterrent. If you love voting, if you love politics, if you're like, man, I cannot wait to put Donald Trump back in office, or man, I cannot wait to feel the burn on Election Day 2020. I cannot wait to walk into that booth and put the little circle next to Bernie Sanders. If that just gets you going in the morning, if that like gives you energy, then maybe that will keep you from committing a crime and getting sent to prison. Maybe if you need money, instead of boosting a car, you'll start a lemonade stand or something like that. Because deep down in your mind, you go, you know what? If I do steal this car and I get caught, not only do I go to prison, but man, I won't be able to vote. I won't be able to make America great again. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go get a job instead. I'm just saying that may, you know, that may be, but it's like, you know, it's like Prison Mike trying to scare us straight.
I am here to scare you straight!
Stars, thank you, Prison Mike. Star 105, 855-765-104. What do you think? I mean, it's a Bernie Sanders idea, so it's got to be crazy, right? Or is there something to it? 855-765-1045. Should felons currently serving their prison term behind bars be allowed to vote and get one of those little cool I voted stickers. Yo vota. Yo vota. 855-765-1045. This is the Marque Show. Your phone calls, your open mic messages coming up. This is the Marque Show. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. If you're trying to get through, Bernie Sanders wants people who are currently serving prison terms to be able to vote. He feels like, why just wait till they get out to give them their voting rights back? They're still Americans. They should never lose the right to vote at all.
I am anti-Scottish!
What do you think, Bill? Bill and Jackson.
It's a perfect match. Yeah, hi. I think it's a perfect match for the Democratic Party, but I don't like it. The people have historically exhibited the total inability to make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. Typically, prisoners didn't just, you know, rob something once. They're way entitled to everything. They'll steal your car. They'll steal your money. They'll steal anything. They think they're entitled. And they're typically unwilling to do what, you know, follow the law. They're the perfect Democratic candidate.
I see. Like the Clintons, basically. Because you don't want them to lose.
Come on, they're not that bad.
Yeah, okay, I'm just they're not that. That's an insult to people in prison, Mark. What's wrong with you? Hey, thanks so much for calling, Keith in Jacksonville. How are you, Keith?
Hey, good.
Oh, good.
I think it's I'm very against the letting prisoners vote, but unless there's one condition, if they would let Bernie Sanders let Hannibal Lecter out of his cell to vote.
Hannibal Lecter, last I checked, was roaming around in Panama having an old friend for dinner. But I think there must be some stipulation on people in solitary confinement, right? I mean, there, even here in Florida, if you commit a violent crime or a sex crime, I still think you don't get your right to vote back. But you know what, Bernie Sanders, you're right. Maybe when they go to the solitary confinement, because, you know, and again, I've never been. I'm just based on what I see in the movies. They just open up that little slip where they slide the tray of food. Maybe they put a ballot on there with a pen and then they slide it in. Although they're not supposed to have pens because those guys can turn those things into shivs and whatnot. And they could, you know, attack guards. And you know, I've seen people actually, you know, what's in Magneto? He actually used the metal in the pen to create bullets and break his way out of prison. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but Bernie Sanders seems to think there is a way and it's a viable option to allow prisoners who are currently serving their sentences to vote in elections. 855-765-1045. This is Jim in Mandarin. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Mark. Hey, I was just calling. Quick question. Does Jesse Smollett get to vote? Is he a felon or not?
He's not a felon. They let him off.
Oh, come on now. He didn't pay.
Well, I mean, he didn't pay, but he's still maybe not in Chicago City elections, but federally, he hasn't been charged with anything. He's not serving any time. So it appears that Jussie Smollett will have the ability and the right to vote. Now, the good news is he's in Chicago. So it's not like he's turning a purple state blue. We know what Jussie Smollett's going to do, and we know which way Illinois and Chicago is going to go too. So it shouldn't be too much of a problem at all. 855-765-1045. Doc, downtown. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, great topic. Believe it or not, this is another instance where everything the liberals do backfire on them. It's actually a good thing because most people think when people go to jail, they're stupid, but they learn a lot. They get informed in prison. They read a lot. And this will be another one of those, for instance, that the liberals do something and it backfires on them. I have an older brother, and I tell you, he's sharp as a tack once he came out of prison. And he learned a lot by reading a lot in prison.
Yeah, before he went in, he wasn't that bright. But when he came out, he was a genius, huh?
It wasn't a genius, but he was informed. Either they're gonna convert to Muslims or Christianity, but they do read a lot. And my brother was very informed and sharp when he came out, and he learned about Margaret Sanger and things like that. So he learned about Democrats, and I enjoy talking to him now instead of foolishness.
Yeah,
don't believe it.
That is a good point, and I think the Democrats, and they assume that with immigrants, too. They just believe if we let somebody into the country and we make them, you know, a lifelong citizen for nothing, that they're going to support us. And that's not necessarily the truth, because a lot of immigrants don't agree with what once they're here, they want the borders closed. They want people to come in legally. They don't want the competition for jobs and, you know, that kind of, they don't want their money taxed. They want the American dream, and the Democrats are making it harder and harder for everyone. So you're right. They let people in. They give people the right to vote who didn't have it in the prior. And now all of a sudden they're realizing that they still can't win elections. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Doc, good to talk to you. Dean on the South Side. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, just another maneuver by the Democrats to throw against the wall shit earlier and see what sticks, whether it's Electoral College or voting of prisoners or convicted felons and stuff like that. Though, I mean, it's just the Democratic Party so out of touch with mainstream America. I mean, it's just like I said, that's their constituency, the wackos.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, they're gonna keep throwing. And the irony is that the places where this stuff really seems to hit home, like Vermont and Illinois and where in California, those are places where they don't actually need the votes. What they should do is they should figure out what Florida voters and Ohio voters and Michigan voters, you know, go back to the places that you usually win, like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Figure out why you lost. I guarantee it's not because there's people in prison that aren't voting. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break for traffic and weather and news and all that. But we'll be back with more of the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. By the way, prayers to all our friends in San Marco. They're not going to be able to get their chicken and waffles and their Yo Hala for several weeks, man. That is just, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. 855-765-1045. Is the number. I hope that doesn't mean that the other Metro diners are now going to be busier because the lines there are already long enough. 855-765-1045. So Bernie Sanders believes that people who are in prison should not be disenfranchised. That if you're in prison, you're still an American citizen. There's no reason why you shouldn't vote. And in Vermont, you can actually vote while you're in prison. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
That's the sound of my 7-month-old saying that Bernie Sanders is an idiot.
855-765-1045 is the number. What do you think? Should you let people in prison vote, or are they in prison for a reason and that's part of their punishment? John in Ponte Vedra. How you doing, John?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
Good, man. What do you think?
I think all people should, dead people should be allowed to vote.
Why dead people?
My bad, actually. They already get to vote. On the Democrat side.
Yeah, see, there you go. So, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, look, the removal of rights of citizens when they commit crimes is part of the, it's part of the punishment. You know, there's crime and punishment. And what you're doing is you're not trying to disenfranchise voters or keep one party in power longer than the other. It's all part of the deterrent. You know, taking away someone's freedom. I mean, look, if you're taking away all their freedom, you're not just taking away their right to vote. You're taking away their right to live in their own house. You know, they are not free for a period of time. And the removal of freedoms is something that if you want to give back the right to vote or the ability to vote, you've got to restore all their freedoms, which means you're really saying there should be no jail.
Is Bernie Sanders going to give criminals the right to have guns in jail, too?
I mean, look, the right to bear arms is guaranteed by the Constitution. So if he's giving people the right to vote, then, yeah, it only seems like it could be it could be the next logical step. Hey, Michael in Jacksonville. How are you, Michael? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
I'm good. How are you, Mark K?
Good. Doing great. What do you want to say, sir?
So we really, I believe, should look at the history of why do felons lose their right to vote.
Okay.
In the United States of America, this dates back to the Greek and the Roman times when they were property owners and everybody was not a citizen, and that if you were a citizen and you did some type of capital offense, then they would not only take your right to vote, but they would take your right to citizenship as well as all of your property.
Right.
So those are not the same things that take place here in the United States.
Right.
So I'm thinking is... yes, there's some punishment that goes along with doing the crime, but how long should the punishment last, and how long should someone be disenfranchised because of something that they've done? Voting while you're in prison, I would disagree with, but as soon as you are released from whatever your charge is, your rights should be restored.
Okay, so you're okay with everyone else saying, look, if you're in prison, you're doing hard time. Part of the penalty is losing your right to vote. So on the inside, there shouldn't be any voting.
That I agree with. But in Maine, I think, and Vermont, I heard you say Vermont, but
yeah.
I believe Maine also.
That's right.
They allow both of those to take place.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, they allow that to take place in both of those states.
Yeah, no, that is a great point. They do in Vermont and in Maine. Those are the only two states in the union that allow prisoners currently serving time to cast the ballot. 855-765-1045. Here's an interesting point.
And what happens outside doesn't necessarily affect them right now.
After they serve their time, you can vote again.
Think about that. Think about that. What happens on the outside doesn't necessarily affect them. For example, if you're not working and you're not paying taxes, well, then the people, you know, the tax laws that Donald Trump wants to put into place, or the taxes that the Democrats want to charge. You know, if you're making no money, it doesn't matter if it's a 30% tax rate or a 70% tax rate. So really, if it doesn't affect you at all, should you have the right to choose what happens? Should you have the right to how it affects the rest of us? That's a great point. If you look at immigration, well, look, if you're on the inside and all you're doing is, you know, reading and working out in the yard and making license plates, you don't have to worry about illegal immigration because, A, you're safe from violent gangs. Well, you're not safe from violent gangs. You're in prison. But, you know, you're safe from somebody coming along and trying to take your job, or you're safe from all the other problems that happen with illegal immigration, like the schools and the healthcare systems getting flooded and not being able to maintain them. You know, there is a lot going on outside of those prisons and walls that you're right, you're just not affected by that because you're in a way, you're inside a prison and you're taken care of and you're coddled, and a large portion of your life is provided for by the state. You don't need to worry about the price of gas. You don't need to worry about the price of groceries. You don't need to worry about any of that. You don't need to worry about Russian collusion or anything at all because you're in prison. Nothing affects you. Why should you be able to affect or choose who leads the rest of us who it does affect? Buffalo in Palatka. How you doing, Buffalo?
Oh, better than I deserve.
Oh, okay, good. I think.
So
maybe not.
If a felon has been convicted of a terrorist act in support of a foreign government, do we have collusion in the voting then?
If a felon, yeah, like that's a good point. What if you're sent to prison for some kind of act against the United States of America? Should we still give you the right to vote? I mean, odds are you're going to vote Democratic anyway, which a lot of people would say is an act of terror against the United States in and of itself. Marianne in Mandarin. What's up, Marianne?
Hey, legislators make laws on what is legal and illegal in our state,
mm-hmm.
correct, in our country. At large.
Yes.
And do we want felon voting on what's not going to be legal?
I mean,
do we want felons voting for legislators who are going to make things legal that they got convicted of, and then reciprocity, and then they're paid back for all their years that they were in jail?
No, that's a great point, too. If you get sent to prison for a law, and then you have the ability to change the lawmakers so that they can change the laws so it's no longer illegal, great point. That's a great point as well. Also, what about the amendments? Are we going to allow them the right to change and amend the Constitution of the state of Florida or of the United States of America? I mean, we had 13 amendments on the last ballot. And most of which were a couple of which were put forth by citizens. Would they be able to support those amendments? Would they be able to change the Constitution from inside our prison system? You know, that another great point. What if you have a group of individuals who are in prison? Can you send lobbyists in there? What a horrible job that would be. Could you imagine what an awful job it would be to be a hired lobbyist to go and lobby prison inmates? How do you even do that? Do you have to commit a crime so you can get sent up the river and you can lobby them from inside the prison, like some kind of reverse narc? You're going in the prison as an operative of the Bernie Sanders campaign to convince all those people who are locked up to vote for Bernie Sanders? It's all really, I mean, it opens up a whole new slew of questions. 855-765-1045. We got a bunch of open mics on this. We got some more of your phone calls, too. We do have to take a break, but we will be back. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate you being here. Also, I appreciate my good friend Prison Mike joining me.
I'm Prison Mike.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. We're talking about prison and whether or not people in prison should be allowed to vote. Not once they get out, but once they're, like, while they're actually in. Bernie Sanders says yay.
First of all, do a survey. I bet you none of the people that are in prison have ever voted. Come on.
Yeah, come on. I don't want to be the one that has to survey prisoners and ask them if they've ever voted. But I guess they feel like if you're in prison, odds are you're not the kind of person that puts voting at the forefront. You know, unless, of course, you're a politician, because there's a lot of politicians that do actually end up in prison. Ironically, 855-765-1045 is the number.
I don't think stupid people should vote. How about that?
Well, nothing we can do. Nick in Jacksonville. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Wanted to bring up the fact that you also lose the right to run for public office when you go to jail. So what's next? Are they going to elect Bubba the Booty Bandit straight from DOC?
I don't know. They elected that guy, that dead what's it, the dead brothel owner in Las Vegas. So maybe. Mike in St. Augustine, how are you, Mike? Thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. Mike, the other Josh wants to know if you're in prison.
No.
Oh,
I'm prison Mike.
Okay, all right. What'd you want to say today, Mike?
Actually, I mean, I was in prison. I did 3 years. And my comment is that I can understand not voting if you are in prison because your freedoms are gone.
Right.
But if you did your time, and you're out, and you're paying your taxes and doing everything else, I think you should vote, no matter what you felt.
All right. No. Yeah, no taxation without representation. And we got that, and that amendment passed here. But Bernie Sanders is saying the people who are still in the clink, as President Mike says, those people, they're still American citizens. Why don't they have the right to vote? You disagree with giving them that right?
I disagree because you don't have no freedom.
Yeah.
Your freedom's gone.
No, okay, all right. That's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And thanks so much for sharing. Thanks so much for sharing your story. We appreciate that too.
And from me, Prison Mike, to you, I just want to thank you for listening to me and letting me be a part of your life today. Because you got a good life. You got a good life.
You got a good life. Roger, in one of the best episodes of The Office. I'm Roger from Jacksonville. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say, sir?
I just want to say that I disagree with Bernie Sanders on that.
Yeah.
I do have a felony conviction, but it's been years. And I had to wait 10 years and apply for my executive clemency.
Yeah.
And I received it, and I can vote now. I cannot bear arms, but I can vote, and I'm a productive citizen of society, and I believe that it should stay like it is. 10 years after you complete your sentence and apply for your clemency, and you receive it, you can vote.
All right. Why do you believe that? Why do you think that's the way it should be? Just because that's what you had to do, and it wouldn't be fair, or that actually helps with the as a deterrent?
Well, I believe it helps with proving that you can actually be a good citizen and a law-abiding citizen. You go 10 years without getting any trouble.
Yeah.
Then you know, hey, you made a change in your life.
No, that is true you're right. Because just because you've been in prison, it doesn't mean that you've been reformed. You've got to take some time on the outside and make sure. That's a good point too. Hey, thanks for calling, Craig in Orange Park. What's up, Craig? Craig, he's out. Colonel Westervelt from Fleming Island. Hi, Colonel. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Glad to hear you. Listen to your show often. Appreciate what you have to say.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, Colonel.
My remarks are concerning what I heard the Burn say yesterday in some forum that prisoners should get to vote because they are part of society. And I just beg to differ. The whole reason you get a sentence is because and imprisoned is because you're supposed to be separated from society. So you are not part of society.
Because you're uncivilized.
Yeah, well, and that's the bottom line. Why, if you're being separated, it's because you cannot function properly in society with our laws. So if that's the case, no dice. But I am a forgiven soul. You do your time, you get out, and the laws say we'll give this privilege back to you.
All right.
Then I'm for that.
All right, Colonel Westervelt, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your service. 855-765-1045. And look, it is all part of the deterrent process. It is part of the punishment. Again, I don't know if anyone's out there thinking about committing a crime and then going, well, wait a minute. If I commit this crime and I get caught and sent to prison, I won't be able to vote. Ah, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I don't know if that's happening. But just remember, you guys on the outside, you got a good life. You got a really, really, really good life.
Because you got a good life. You got a good life.
855-765-1045. The Mark K Show. More of your phone calls coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV. So the ACLU published a warning. Adam was just saying about it's a travel advisory for immigrants and people of color to come to Florida. because of this new bill banning sanctuary cities. I'll bet that doesn't seem like something. Florida is such a great. You know what? I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to do it. I don't know if anyone's going to not come to Florida. I mean, there's so much to do here, especially around spring break. Although it could keep the lines down at Disney World. So that could be actually, who knows. 855-765-1045. Anonymous calling from just outside of Jacksonville. How are you, Anonymous? Anonymous is gone. Couldn't even hang tight. Probably getting tracked down by somebody and wanted to get out before they found them. John in Fleming Island. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, wow, great. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, first, I don't think prisoners should be allowed to vote.
Okay.
Second, they're prisoners, basically dishonest people. If they were allowed to vote, how in the world would you get an honest election out of them? There'd be all sorts of corruption and bullying and dishonest votes for sale, anything like that.
Yeah.
I just don't think it would be a representation.
Well, look, I mean, there's a lot of dishonest people who aren't in prison who vote. And there's a lot of corrupt people who aren't in prison and still go out and vote. And, you know, and just because people are in prison doesn't mean that, like, not all criminals are in prison is the thing. So if you have criminals who haven't been caught yet, for example, they can still vote because, well, they haven't been caught yet, you know, and that's the catch 22. You know, for example, my wife one day, somebody sent her, that website where there's red dots and the red dots represent all of the sex offenders in your neighborhood. So you can go and you can type in your address and you can look around and all of the registered sex offenders who were registered because they committed some kind of sex crime and they had to register with the state. They're all on that map. And so you go in and you look at your neighborhood and you realize that the guy three doors down has a red dot on his name. Or you don't want the kids playing at the playground down the street because there's three red dots around that playground. And my wife's like, look at this. This is, you know, we need to avoid that. And I go, no, those aren't the ones you need to avoid. You need to avoid the ones who have never been caught and you don't even know where they live. And then, of course, she was like, well, gee, thanks. Now I feel even worse. But that is the truth. There are dishonest people who commit crimes every single day, who aren't in jail, who don't get caught, who are corrupt, who are voting for the wrong reason. But because they are not in prison, they do get the right to vote. Now, I'm not saying we should give prisoners the right to vote, but that is just, you know, that's one of the byproducts of our society. We're not going to catch every criminal. We're not going to put everybody behind bars. And the truth be told, you could go out and commit some horrible crime and still be able to decide who votes in our election. Or, I'm sorry, who wins our election, who represents you in Tallahassee or in Washington, D.C., or both. You could decide which amendments get passed and which amendments don't get passed and be a much more horrible person than anybody on the inside. And that's just the way our society is, unfortunately. Hey, Vance on the West Side, how's it going, Vance?
Pretty good. Hey, what happens here is the Democrats do anything they can to tip over the ballot box. They don't give a damn. That's why we got open borders, because the Democrats want that vote. They figure anybody that comes across is going to vote Democrat, and same with prisoners. If they get that allowed, then they figure all the prisoners will vote Democrat.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's a good point. And we actually got an open mic message. The guy was saying something similar. Listen carefully.
We should actually start going and polling the immigrants at the border and seeing what they think about it, and start polling the prisoners and just watch them freak out once they see that they lean a little bit more conservative than they'd like.
I mean, that is true. There's no guarantee if you're a Democrat, if you're Bernie Sanders and you go into the prisons and you open up the voting, and there's no guarantee that if you flood the borders with new immigrants from Mexico, from El Salvador, from Venezuela, from wherever, there's no guarantee that these people coming across are going to vote Democratic. They could vote for Republican. I'll never forget. There was an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger on like the Jay Leno show or something back when he was running for governor of California. And Jay Leno was asking him, he said, why are you a Republican? How do you know you came here from Austria? What happened? And Arnold Schwarzenegger said something like, I was in the gym and I see on TV Richard Nixon, and he's speaking very, very good speaker. And he's talking about how Richard Nixon is being very productive, very positive, and he's saying these amazing things about America and about our future, and he's being encouraging. And he looks at one of the guys in the gym, he goes, what is this man? And he goes, that's Richard Nixon, he's a Republican. He goes, from now on, I will be Republican too. And we all know how that worked out for both of them. But, you know, it doesn't matter. He decided, but based on Richard Nixon's words and what he was saying and the sentiments and the agenda and his thoughts and his policies and his morals, to be a Republican, not because Richard Nixon was the one that gave him the right to vote. Not because Richard Nixon was the one who signed whatever order saying, OK, now you're a citizen. There was none of that. You know, when I was born in Canada and I came to this country and I was naturalized in Maryland. And I don't remember who naturalized me, but I guarantee being in Maryland, it was some Democrat. Probably I swore, allegiance to the flag of the United States. I probably, you know, they make you spit on, they brought out like a maple leaf and I had to, and I just spit on the maple leaf and burn it and stuff. And, all that. It was the whole thing. But the judge could have been a Democrat. I don't know. I don't care. I don't vote based on the person who gave me the right to vote. I vote based on the person who's going to do the best for me and my family going forward as a representative leader in our Democratic Republic. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? If I'm not making sense, then, call up and say, Mark, you're making no friggin' sense. Nothing I can do about it now. It's past is past. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number.
So is Bernie Sanders going to do a prison tour while he's out on the campaign trail? Maybe he can go visit Hillary.
You know what? You know who should do a prison tour is Beto O'Rourke, because he's having trouble getting an audience. And when you go to prison, it's a captive audience. They're not going anywhere. Nobody's leaving early. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. I wonder what kind of ballot initiatives you would have to put forth to get convicts who are currently in prison to vote for you. Like, what is it? What is the number one concern of convicted felons? Is there anything that do they care about the border wall if they're in prison right now? You know, do they care about taxes if they're not working? Do they care about health care? I mean, they're getting, you know who gets great health care? Prisoners. Prisoners. You get beat up in the yard. You go to the hospital. The last thing they want is a prisoner to die in prison, because that looks bad for everybody. So they send you to the hospital. They bring you doctors. You get all the medicine you need. You get better. Yes, you're still in prison, but you don't pay for it. You don't need health insurance in prison. It's really like a little socialistic society. You know what? Now that I think about this, prison, you get no money. You do work. You get a place to sleep. It's horrible. You go in. You get four or three basic meals a day. You get a little bit of information from the television. You get to read some old books. And then when it's all said and done, what do? They give you, just the basic medical care. It's not great. You know, you're not getting free Botox, but they're keeping you alive. It's basically like Bernie Sanders' utopia. No wonder he wants voters in prison to vote for him, because they're basically living in the kind of place he wants to turn the entire country into. 855-765-1045, or leave us an open mic message on the News 104.5 mobile app. We got to take a quick break. We got a bunch more of your phone calls, more of your messages coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks so much for joining me. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. We're talking about prison, folks. And we're talking about whether or not prisoners should have the right to vote while they're in prison, while they're locked up in the clink. Bernie Sanders says, of course they should. They do it in Vermont. It begs a lot of questions. What happens then? Do they all turn into Johnny Cash and head out on a prison tour and have to do rallies in prison? Is Bernie Sanders going to go and campaign in prisons?
You know they'd like for Biden to do a prison tour, all that sniffing.
Do they like sniffing in prison? I didn't know that was all that sniffing. Lawrence and Callahan, how you doing, Lawrence? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What you want to say?
I was just thinking about an earlier caller that said something about didn't know if whether or not they would vote a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, a Democrat don't do anything unless he polls first. And they're polling these prisons, and then they see that they can get a vote. And I just think that, I don't believe in it. I don't believe that I don't even think they should even poll prisoners.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, too. I don't know if they even have polls in prison. I know they have a lot of bars, but I don't know about polls. Maybe a bar is a kind of... Yeah, never, let's move on. Then Blake in Jacksonville. Blake, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Mark, you're not making any friggin' sense.
Oh, no. What did I say?
Well, the guy earlier, a couple of dollars back, he raised the bullet, guys, potentially selling boats and things like that. And I've given myself a brain aneurysm trying to analyze the argument that you posited. You weren't speaking against what he said, but, devil's advocate kind of approach. But, frankly, the number of criminals that may or may not be on the street has no bearing whatsoever to whether a person who is in the penal system, a convicted felon or convict, should have right to vote. Okay?
No, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to make the point that because there are people who have not been convicted that, everyone on the inside should have the right to vote. I think it's part of the penal system. By the way, I can't say penal without giggling, so we got to figure it out. We just say prison. But no,
I like the part about the bars and the poles. That was cool.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Yeah, no, I apologize. I'm all for not letting people in prison vote. But you should point out that there are people who are criminals who aren't in prison. And they still have the right to vote. When they get caught, when and if they get caught, they should definitely lose that right. 855-765-10. All that sniffing. 1045. Louise from Jacksonville. How you doing, Louise?
I'm doing good. First time caller, and I love your show.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. What do you want to say on this first time call?
I disagree with Bernie Sanders about prisoners having the right to vote while in prison.
Mm.
Once they get out, that's fine. But while they're in, no. And it was my understanding, while they're in prison, their TV is monitored as to what they can and can't watch. So how are they going to be up to date who and what's running on the politics side?
Look, if they don't have – here's the thing. If they have monitored television, or if they have limited ability to watch the TV news, they're probably going to be more informed voters anyway. They're probably going to be better off than the rest of us who are inundated with all of this fake news every single day. In fact, we had Doc call in and say his brother or his cousin or some relative of his was in prison, and he goes, he came out much better informed because he read books and magazines and newspapers and had discussions. And I'm going to be honest with you, this whole thing about the Democrats, courting the prison vote because they think those people are going to be prisoners, I don't think so. And if they open up, in Vermont and Maine, if you're telling me the prisoners can vote, then you need to go there and you need to have a rally. And you know who would have an amazing campaign event at a prison? Guess. I'll give you one guess. Who would put on the best gosh darn prison rally in the history of prison rallies?
We will win and we will win and we will win.
I mean, no contest, hands down. Hands down. You're going to have a bunch of prisoners up there. It's going to be a riot. They're going to be chanting USA, USA. They're going to be throwing food in the air. But the last place you want to send somebody like Beto O'Rourke or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren is into a prison to pander for votes. It's a horrible idea. It's 855-765-1045. Donald Trump would be great in prison because the Democrats have already sent half the people that ever worked for him there already. He's got a lot of friends on the inside. John in Orange Park. How you doing, John?
Good. How about you?
Good. What do you want to say, sir?
I say we pull the prisoners, get the ones we want out, and let them monitor the polls like they Black Panthers did when Obama was
playing. There we go. Perfect. That's not a bad idea either. Let's see. We got real quick. We got time for one more. Let's go to D.C. and St. Augustine. How you doing, D.C.? What'd you want to say?
Hey, man. I think if they're going to do it, just let every prison get one vote for everybody that's in the prison.
Oh,
but
I see what you're saying.
But they got to pay off their fines first. They got to pay all their fines and everything, and then they get a chance to maybe vote.
Yeah, they got to pay back their debt to society. That's a good point, too. All right, real quick, let's see what Mike in Wonderwood says. Mike, what's up, man? What do you want to say real quick?
All right, real quick. Bernie Sanders is a perfect example of why people need to be drug tested.
I think so. I'm sorry, but we have to leave it at that. That's the 855-765-1045. Listen, tomorrow we are going to have an all new, very exciting, whatever you want Wednesday, whatever you want to talk about. We're going to open up the mics for you. In the meantime, stay tuned. We got Rush Limbaugh. We got the news. We got all that coming
and for
up.
For me, oh, yeah. Mike, to you, I just want to thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome.
And letting me be a part of your life today.
Anytime.
Because you got a good life.
Good life. The Mark Kay Show. See you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.